This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Kelly Harris, and she has a brand new book called Confessions of a Grieving Mother. Kelly, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Hi, Zach. Everything is going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks so much for being on the show and talking about your brand new book. Tell us all about Confessions of a Grieving Mother.
Okay, so Confessions of a Grieving Mother is a memoir of my experience of struggling with infertility, birthing a beautiful son, and learning to live without him after only 16 short days on earth. I tell the story of my struggle with miscarriages and then finally being able to conceive, only to have to learn that my son was diagnosed with a heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. At the time he was diagnosed, the doctor said there was a 1-3% chance of fatality. So learning that, I didn't have any, you know, there was no issues. Life went on as normal, wasn't losing any sleep, wasn't really worried about it. And also I had a niece that was also born with a heart defect 10 years prior that, you know, she was in the hospital 2 weeks, went home, and everything went on to be fine. So I kind of had that kind of to relate to. Once he was born, they did updated images and they learned that his condition was a little worse than they thought from what they could see on the images that was done in the womb. But they still were his surgery will, you know, still be fine. We only expect 7-hour surgery. He'll go home in 2 weeks. He'll be fine. So still, I wasn't too worried about it, but his surgery went from 7 hours to 10 hours to 17 hours. And then I got worried. I was like, okay. After I saw him after surgery, he kind of just looked like he was dead. He was very blue and pale and swollen. And the nurse could see the look of fear on my face. And she was like, no, this is normal. You know, once a baby goes through a surgery like that, they're on this bypass machine. It's going to take a little bit longer for them to kind of start looking back normal. So I was like, okay. I won't worry so much then.
Yeah.
But the next day after the surgery, he crashed while I was visiting in his room. All the machines just started beeping, going haywire. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And then a team of doctors and nurses run in to save him. So at that point I knew, okay, this is he's in critical condition. This is not going to go as expected. So his surgeon did let us know prior that he had a planned vacation coming up, but if my son was not doing well after the surgery, he wouldn't go because he knew what kind of level of care he would need.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so great.
However, the next day I call to the NICU to speak to the doctor, and they's like, oh, he's on vacation. I'm like, what? He's on vacation.
No.
How do you
I was just about to be like, wow, this doctor's great.
Yeah, I was like, nope. Don't give him his kudos yet.
No, I was too early on that. But
that one.
That's horrible. I mean, you've been through so much, you know, dealing with that. Why did you feel like you needed to write this book about it? You know, what was the reasoning for finally, you know, getting it all out there for the public to read?
Well, for one, my reason was I wanted my son's story to get out there because I know there's a lot of parents, a lot of just my experience. I feel like it was a very unique experience. It's a lot of things that people don't know to the questions to ask or what to watch for whenever your child is diagnosed with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I just wanted, because my son's story, my story is really a story of resilience, strength, faith, heartbreak, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is not only for people that have lost a child, but it's really for people that have gone through a hard time in life or is going through a hard time in life and just really don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They don't see what tomorrow will bring. They don't have no hope for tomorrow, no joy. Because after my son died, I was just at a place of extreme anxiety, fear, depression, guilt, anger. And I really did not know how this feeling would ever end.
Yeah.
Like I'm, it was just one of those feelings that how will tomorrow be different than today?
Yeah, you know.
So this book is for those people.
And I think it's really great that you also, you know, add advice about, you know, how to handle situations like this too, you know, in the book, and, you know, and how you kind of felt, you know, you kind of were able to, I mean, obviously no one ever recovers from it, but you were able to kind of, you know, have a little bit of a relief a little bit after this tragic incident. You know, I mean, it's something that I think most parents, and I think all parents don't ever want to go through, you know, and I think it's just, it's so horrible. You've been through this too, but you know, it's so great at the same time you're able to share this book with people and be able to be able to help others who are going through the same thing too. I mean, have you spoken to other parents who've been through this too?
I have, sadly, because you don't want to speak to someone about this, but I have, since my son died, well, when my son died, I didn't know anybody that ever lost a child, because that's just not something that you hear every day, yeah. You know? So I didn't know who can I reach out to tell how I'm feeling, or to say, you know, what I'm thinking, is this normal? Like, is this a normal thought, or am I crazy? Like, what's going on here with my brain? After my son died, sadly, one of my friend's baby died as well, just actually this past year. And I've been a pillar of strength, faith, everything for her. And she's able to come to me in the middle of the night when she can't sleep, whenever anniversary dates come up for her son, or if she sees a billboard that reminds her of him, and she's able to reach out and just say, you know what, I don't even have any words, or I'm crying, or I miss him so much. And I've just been able to let her know, you know, it's okay to cry. Because when my son died, I felt like I had to be strong. I didn't cry for like the first 3-4 months, which is, I think, why I developed all the anxiety that I developed, because I didn't let those emotions out, because I was like, I got to be strong.
Yeah.
You know, life goes on. You got to, you know, I still got to go to work. I still got to, you know, get dressed and go through my day. I didn't take that time to really grieve. And I think since, you know, he said, I've been able to be that for her, to let her know it's okay to sleep in, it's okay to cry, it's okay to miss him, it's okay to have joy and grief. Because when you go through something like that and you laugh, you notice you're laughing. You're like, oh my God, I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing. I should be sad. My child just died, you know? So this book, you know, will help those that are going through something similar.
Yeah. And again, I'm so sorry that happened to you. You know, but this is such also a good book for parents who are just, you know, who are going through the same thing that you went through, you know, and just being, it's a great way for people to be able to handle it and to figure out a way to get through it and overcome it. I mean, it's just such a dark thing to go through too. And, you know, I mean, for those who are, you know, for those who are struggling, do you have advice for them who are listening in right now?
I do. I think one of the common things you hear pretty much when anybody is going through anything is, oh, time will heal all wounds, and time, everything will be better. And, you know, time does not heal all wounds. Time is just a teacher of how to cope to get through each day so you can keep living a life of purpose and going on with your life. But it doesn't heal. You know, I feel bad today as I felt on March 20th, 2018. So I don't believe time heals all wounds, but time teaches you how to cope with the pain, how to get through the depression, how to get through the anxiety. You'll, you know, in time, you will get resources, people to talk to, therapists to see. But my ultimate advice is don't shut yourself out from the world.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody. Let your friends be there for you. Just don't isolate yourself, because that's what I did and it worked against me.
Well, Kelly Harris, you know, we're talking about, again, the book Confessions of a Grieving Mother. It's on Amazon. Do you think, you know, putting this book out there though, you know, I mean, was it a struggle for you to kind of put the words on paper, or were you just, it was just so natural for you because of the experience that you've been through? It was kind of like a relief.
No, it was not. It was a struggle for me. It was very hard to put the words on paper. As soon as he died, the first thought that came to mind was that I wanted to write a book and tell his story, because I felt like it could really help people just just off the basis of his doctor leaving him to die. Like, people need to know if your kid is in hospital.
Yeah, that's just not right at all. I mean, that's just terrible. You know,
right. So just off of that alone, I'm like, people got to know, like, this happens. But it was really hard for me to write his story because it was reliving. People was asking me as I was going through the writing process, is this therapeutic for you? Is it helping you? And I was like, no, it's not helping me. It's actually very traumatic for me to write this book.
Yeah.
Because as I was writing, I could visualize. It was like I was having flashbacks. I could visualize the hospital room, the bright lights. I could hear the sounds vividly as if they were in the same room with me that I was writing in. I could see the faces of the doctors and the nurses, and I could feel his body, how hot it was. Like I was literally having a flashback that I was in the middle of. Like, it just came to life in my mind. So it was traumatic. I cried a lot. The paper has a lot of tears.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it would be worth it because it'll help the next person. I think what's going to be healing for me is when I hear the stories of the people that read the book and how it helped them and got them through hard times. That would be healing because then I'll say his death was not in vain. This little boy that only lived 16 days is touching people all over the world, even though he's been gone for 4 years. So I think that's going to be the healing part.
Well, you know, you've definitely helped so many people with this book, and, you know, you're going to help a lot more who are going to find out about this book today. Kelly Harris, you know, again, the book is called Confessions of a Grieving Mother. You know, where can people find the book and where can people connect with you?
People can find the book on Amazon. You can connect with me on Facebook at Kelly Harris or Instagram at Kelly Rain.
Well, Kelly, seriously, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about your story. And, you know, and again, you know, you are so strong for going through this. But you've helped so many people, though, for writing this out and getting it out for the world to see. Again, it's called Confessions of a Grieving Mother. Kelly Harris is the author. Kelly, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you, Zach, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back and more. Zach Feldman Show. After this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.